Rise and shine, my dreamers. Ready, set, go. You are tuned into R&B Dreams, the show where you can lay your troubles down and send the good vibes up. Let me help you dream. Again, the voice serenading you is me, Davina Cherie. I am a singer, songwriter, actress, producer, director, and most importantly, mom. Just a little bit about me. Since this is our first time meeting, I have a failed R&B career. In the words of my bitter baby dad. Well, I'll just say I did some acting, a few things, you know, with Tyler Perry, you know, just so a little bit with Lee Daniels, and had some music on MTV. But hey, what does that mean? So I guess I'm now on air here at the radio, and I'm hoping I can pay it forward to other upcoming artists. So basically, to no fault of our own, we are here thanks to the pandemic. Again, I said I'm a mom, so I consider being a single full-time mom is a superpower, because not everybody can do it, right? Like we do. And during the pandemic quarantine last year, I started R&B Dreams, a podcast that was on phillyhotradio.com. And so now I'm here at WWDB, and as a full-time single stay-at-home mom, some dreamers may ask, oh, Davina, how does this work for you as a single mom, right? Well, luckily, just to give you background on me, I have a degree and I went to Temple University, TU, and I found a good day job, okay, where I could get paid and make my own schedule and get paid well enough to just work a few days a week. And now I'm off in the summer, so this is why we are here today on the radio show. Before the pandemic, you know, I was team unemployment, but I digress. So I've been blessed to be a stay-at-home mom now thanks to the pandemic. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate every second. When I was engaged with a newborn and my ex-fiance, he still had to work, I used to think being a stay-at-home mom was the epitome of easy life, right? Just being a wife, a mother. Boy, was I wrong. It is hard work, okay? And you never understand till you're a single mother and have a whole human being's life in your hands. There's no days off, right? You're responsible and accountable for this little person to keep them alive, fed, clothed, with a roof over their head, safe and breathing at all times. So there's been lots of long sleepless nights, leaky boobs. I've been decorated in throw up. Sometimes that is not my baby's, but sometimes the throw up may be my own. And you have good days and bad, but it's nothing compared to it, right? But don't even get me started on postpartum and poop and potty training now. But again, I digress. So thanks to my non-existent dating life, and that was before the pandemic, we are here. And beside the downside of having no adult interaction and no human contact during that quarantine last year was rough, right? Having to talk to a toddler basically 24/7. Outside of that, now we are here with the radio show. So when I wasn't in a state of deprived sleep apnea and I had a little time on my hands, I used social media during a pandemic as an outlet, right? Through this pandemic. And that led me to this radio show, R&B Dreams. And so we can thank my boredom again for us being here today. So let's begin by wishing everyone in September a happy birthday. And now it is my birthday month as well. I am here a proud Virgo. So all my Virgos, happy birthday. We're going to sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Said happy birthday, all my Virgos. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So we like to start our show off with a song. And again, the voice serenading you today is me, Davina Cherie. And I don't know about all of you, but it's been a long, last few weeks. When I say weeks, I mean months. And when I say months, I mean years, because that's what it feels like. The last year has been, okay? Today's theme is patience. And that's something that I learned a lot of during the last year. And it is also back to school time. And then now we know this time comes up every year. Parents, we need to brace ourselves. We are going to make it through this last stretch, okay? I promise you. But right now, what we need is patience. But how are y'all feeling about it? This new world order in terms of wasting time for me now has just, compared to before the pandemic, I've become very cognitive of when something or someone is wasting my effing time. You know what I mean? And how people say, oh, I don't got time. Now, that's me these days, okay? But as always, we start the show off with a dream diary. What you dreaming about? I want to know. So, and again, after we do this intro, I just want to let you know that we have a very special guest coming in, and soon, I will have the pleasure to introduce the Dr. Umar Johnson to you guys, and I'm sure he has plenty of ways for us to utilize our time to help heal the Black community, and we'll be discussing his upcoming Block Party Festival. He has coming up a book that came out, book bag drive for back to school. So we're just going to go get into it. So parents running out of patience, September is free stuff. It's a free month. It's a lot of free stuff going on in September. So if you're looking for something for kids, there is Black Panther September 25th playing at the movies at the Mann Music Center. And that continues with Marvel Studios' Black Panther in concert. Don't miss that, this East Coast premiere of the complete film as a musical score is performed live by the Mann Music Center's Festival Orchestra. So, wow, that sounds amazing, right? And in 2018, Marvel Studios' Black Panther quickly became a global sensation and a cultural phenomenon. And we're showing a new dimension of what superheroes films could be like. And Rolling Stone raved, the film lights up the screen with a full-throttle blast of action and fun. That's to be expected, right? So, again, my last show, we discussed wasting time, and I just wanted to get into this now. We're going to bring on in Dr. Umar Johnson, and he's going to go in with us about his Block Party, all the things he has going on, so, you know, we can get into just being productive citizens in our African-American communities. And so I'm excited to have him on. So let's bring on Dr. Umar Johnson.
Hi, Queen. All is well. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited to be with you.
I'm so glad that you could call in today. I know you have a busy schedule, and you're moving around. But I just wanted to touch base with you because, like I had just discussed, we have a back to school going on, book bag drives, and a lot of parents here looking for things to do with their kids. So I wanted to have you on and just to share about what you're doing. You have a festival coming up September 11th, and this is a free festival. Again, another free event. We have Black Panther going on at the Mann Music Center later in the month. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing, Dr. Umar Johnson.
Absolutely. On Saturday, September the 11th, which is the anniversary date for Ethiopian New Year.
Okay.
Ethiopia, which is the oldest civilization in the world, our very first African civilization, they celebrate the New Year on September 11th.
Gotcha.
And so in honor of the traditional African calendar, our culture, our people, our history, we will be having our first annual SDMG Block Party and Family Festival. It's going to run from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. During that time, we will have food, games, vendors, speakers, performers, okay, a fashion show, book bag giveaway, free SDMG t-shirts, gift bags, other paraphernalia. The Universal African Dance and Drum Ensemble will be performing. Gil Scott Heron Band will be performing. Dr. Umar will be keynoting at 3:30. And we are asking for the entire Black family to come out, show love. It is our first community event, and they can register at sdmgfestival.com.
Gotcha. So So, and now, is there a gift bag or something? I'm not sure if I saw something about, like, a gift bag. Like, what you giving away, Dr. Umar? Are you giving us some free stuff?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm not going to tell you everything that's in that gift bag, but I will tell you, you will be upset if you don't get one.
Okay. All right. I know that's right. Because I'm trying to be there. You know, I'm trying to, I might be on stage. I might have to hop on stage, you know, bring my artist side out a little bit and, you know, hop on stage with you, Dr. Umar Johnson.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. You need to do that. And anyone who wants to perform or speak can request an application at FDMG Performances.
Okay, so it's a different email.
P-E-R-S-O-R-M-A-N-C-E-S. It is a different email.
Gotcha.
The first site I gave you is a website where you register to attend the festival. fdmgperformances@gmail.com is what you email if you would like to perform at the festival. And for those who would like to vend, if you want to sell your products or advertise your services, you can request an application at FDMG Vending, V-E-N-D-I-N-G, FDMG Vending @gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, Neil. So, oh, all right. So can you tell us a little bit about what, like, what inspired, well, I don't know. Let's just go back a little bit, because some people who are maybe listening may have never even heard of you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're about? Before,
absolutely,
you know, we talk about what inspired the festival.
Dr. Umar is a school psychologist, certified school psychologist, doctor of clinical psychology, certified school principal. I am author of Psychoacademic Holocaust, the Special Education and ADHD Wars Against Black Boys. I am also author of the new book, Black Parent Advocate, The Art of War for Dealing with America's Public and Charter Schools, which will be available at the block party on September the 11th for those who would like to purchase it. I am founder of the National Independent Black Parent Association, an organization started in Baltimore in 2016 to organize parents to fight against racism in the 6 critical areas of special education, school discipline, school policy, parent advocacy, homeschooling, social support. And as you've already mentioned, I am founder of the Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey RBG International Leadership Academy, which is where we will be having our block party. We're still renovating the school. If all goes well, the Marcus Garvey Elementary School will be completely renovated by the end of this calendar year. Our Nat Turner Jean-Jacques Dessalines Small Gymnasium is just completely renovated presently. And then we will go across the street to renovate our large school, which is the Honorable Frederick Douglass Building. And the address to the festival, because I didn't give that out, is 600 East 17th Street.
Okay.
Again, that is the FDMG Academy, 600 East 17th Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19802.
All right, now. So what kind of food we got going on? I'm a foodie, so what kind of food we got going on
children,
at this festival?
For the children, we're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers. And for the adults, we're going to have grilled chicken and fish.
Okay. We have vegetarian options.
We're going to have a vegetarian option as well. And what I think I'm going to do is contract with a vegetarian chef to provide the vegetarian options. We will also have some vegetarian vendors. So there's a chance that we may not have free veggie food because we don't want to conflict with our vendors who will be selling vegetarian items.
Gotcha. Okay. So we got about 10 minutes to go. And I wanted to just kind of touch base on some recent events a little bit, just a little bit. Right now we have in Philadelphia we have a lot of a lot of gun violence going on in the city of Philadelphia, and a lot of times I hear from people, it's like, well, what can we do? Like, it's a lot of black on black crime going on. But can you just shed some light? Do you have any? Because I know that's a cause that I want to be, you know, I want to help. And I don't know if you have any type of advice or what do you think like about this? It's like a epidemic in Philadelphia right now with the gun violence. And how safe are we going to be at the festival? I know that's in Delaware, but what I guess you have security measures. And I'm just, you know, these are things that are of concern. So I just wanted to bring it up.
Yes, we will have security at the festival. And although we do not like to call upon the local police because this is a public event, they will also be stationed, you know, somewhere near the festival. They won't be in the festival, but they'll be near because Wilmington, Delaware is a city just like Philadelphia that, and many of our black inner cities that suffer from a lot of black-on-black self-hate, which manifests as black-on-black homicide and fratricide and suicide. And when you talk about black-on-black gun violence, which is an issue affecting our people everywhere I go, I just came from Denver, black-on-black violence.
Gun violence specifically, I guess.
Gun violence, Louisville. But I do want to, and I was in Louisville, everywhere I go, I don't know of a black city where black-on-black gun violence or black-on-black violence of all types is not a major issue. And although we often highlight black-on-black gun violence, as we should, because that is one form of violence that will definitely lead to the loss of life, a high likelihood of a loss of life when everyone points a deadly weapon at another human being and shoot with the intention to kill. But let us not take it out of its context. Your opening statement, you said domestic violence, and then you said gun violence. Mm-hmm. And I would add to that family violence, mm-hmm. violence against women, violence against children.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of violence taking place in our community, and all of them are equally dangerous.
Right.
And why do we have so much violence in the black community of all types and at all levels? It is because the black community is a dysfunctional organism. Mm-hmm. We are not organized, mm-hmm. and a people who are not organized cannot adequately provide the necessary services for its own citizens.
Right.
So when you don't have sufficient food to feed your children, when you don't have sufficient shelter to keep a roof over your head, when you don't have sufficient clothing or health care, when you don't have a job, when you don't have somebody who can prevent another person from taking advantage of you sexually, emotionally, or any other way, it leads to violence.
Mm.
Violence is the natural reaction of a human being who is being taken advantage of, exploited, or ignored.
Mm.
So if we want to deal with black-on-black violence, you don't deal with black-on-black violence with more police and more jails. That does not eliminate violence. If you want to deal with violence, you want to deal with education, you want to deal with vocational preparation, and you want to deal with livable wage job creation. If you're not talking about education, vocational preparation, and livable wage job creation, then anything else you talk about is a complete joke. Cops in jails do not produce violence.
Right.
Never have, never will.
You said, the last thing you said, repeat that, was cops in jails.
Cops in jails do not reduce violence. They never did, and they never will.
Oh,
and
they do not reduce. You said reduce. That's
exactly.
What I, okay,
exactly.
They do not reduce violence.
They do not reduce violence.
Okay, so that's not the solution.
That's not the solution. So if that is not the solution, Queen, the question then becomes, why does the government constantly push more incarceration and more police circulation as a solution? It's because those are the tactics that are approved of by the dominant white society. They believe that locking black people up and putting more police in the black community is going to solve the problem. And politicians always play to the appetite of their voters. So even though they know jails and cops will not reduce violence, since so many white people believe it will, that's exactly what they push. And on the flip side, they know that white America isn't interested in investing in jobs in the black community. White America isn't necessarily interested in investing in better schools in the black community. And that's why the real solutions never get any attention.
Okay, so because a lot of people will be like, well, it's our own people killing us, right? That's what a lot of people will say.
Killing us, but the variables, though, you're right, we're killing each other. But who is responsible for placing the various dynamics, circumstances, and triggers in the black community that lead to violence? Are we responsible for the schools that miseducate? No. Are we responsible for the mass incarceration system that will incarcerate, release you, and then deprive you of an opportunity to get federal support, to get an education, to go to college, or even be able to get a job because you're now an ex-felon? Are we responsible for the system that does that? Not at all. Are we responsible for the proliferation of guns in our community? There's no black gun manufacturers in America. So how do all these guns get into our community? Do we create the economy that denies black men an opportunity to earn a livable wage job? Every variable that gives rise to violence in the black community was put there by the United States government.
Because that is a question, because I always have, like, where are we getting these guns from? Where are these guns coming from? You know, so
they're putting them in there. And the NAACP several years ago had filed a lawsuit against, and they wanted to hold.
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit. I got the bad reception. You said the NAACP.
No problem. Can you hear me now, Queen?
Yes, you said the NAACP. Okay. Can you
several
just repeat?
Several years ago.
Okay.
Filed a lawsuit against America's gun manufacturers. And I'm not a big fan of the NAACP, but I did applaud this effort of theirs. They wanted to hold the gun manufacturers responsible whenever their gun was found in our community and couldn't.
Oh, man. We just lost you. Hello, Dr. Umar? Dr. Umar?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I know you're driving. Is it possible to pull over?
You know what? Let me take you off the Bluetooth. Hold on one second.
Okay, because I think it's going in and out, maybe the area you're in.
I have you on my phone. Let's see how it works now.
So that sounds much better.
Okay, you're coming straight through the phone.
That sounds much better.
The NAACP filed a lawsuit. And they wanted to hold America's gun manufacturers responsible whenever one of their weapons could be traced to a murder from a weapon that cannot be traced to an illegal sale. In other words, God forbid, Umar gets shot, and the gun that shot me cannot be proven to have been purchased at a legal gun sale. Are you following me?
Okay.
So how did this gun get into North Philadelphia to shoot Dr. Umar Johnson when we can't trace the gun to a person who made a purchase? Because as you know, in order to buy a gun, Davina, you got to get a background check. It's a very thorough process to get a gun. So if a gun kills somebody and you can't trace that gun to a sale, that means what?
It was illegal.
The gun company sold it illegally.
Yeah.
They sold it illegally. And guess what? The NAACP lost the lawsuit. The government refused to hold the gun companies responsible for illegal sales of their weapons in the inner city. And as far as I'm concerned, that was an admission of guilt, Davina. That was an admission of guilt. If you're not selling guns illegally in the black community, why do you care if you'll be held accountable if the gun can't be traced to a sale? So to me, that was an admission that the gun companies of this country have dealers. They have black market dealers, I'm going to call them white market dealers, whose job take those guns into the black community and sell them illegally.
Wow. We may have to have you come back on the show and we have a whole discussion and topic about that. But we know that
the... Let me also say,
okay,
before, real quickly, Davina, before you go to your next point, for those, they can email fdmgfestival@gmail.com. You register at fdmgfestival.com. But if you need to email something, you can email fdmgfestival@gmail.com. But okay, go ahead, Queen.
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you for having, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're out of time, but I think we definitely need to have you back. Just know the festival will be secure. Okay, we have that. We don't have to worry about that.
They're very secure. And folks who need to fly to the festival, Davina, if mm-hmm. they want to fly to the festival, they can text my cell phone at 215-989-9858. Again, that's 215-989-9858.
Again, I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. Umar, for coming on. This is your girl, Davina Cherie, and you are tuned in to R&B Dreams.